producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We won't have time to play it, but I just watched it before I went live on the Sunday edition. It is the 21st day of September 2014. It's not our top story, but it's pretty interesting. Video, The Singularity, featuring Ray Kurzweil and Alex Jones. It's a pretty hilarious comedy piece put out, and RT aired it. Just letting you know that stuff there, because it happened to remind me of it when I saw it being posted to Infowars.com. I just told Kit Daniels, who's in here working on Sunday, to post it, and I saw it go live. So if my voice sounds like it's blown out more than usual, I spoke at Casey Research last night down in San Antonio, down at the Hyatt, to a packed hall of mining executives, manufacturing executives, you name it, the people that actually employ Americans. And they were executives from all over the world. They're meeting to discuss how to survive during an economic implosion, not just here, but on a planetary scale. And the intel from all of these men and women that I was talking to is that it's not a question of if, but when. And perhaps tomorrow, when my voice is back during the three-hour radio show, I will break down some of the intel I learned there. I gave an hour-long speech. I did start screaming a little bit, something that the executives weren't really used to, but they told me they liked it. So that happened. I am a little bit tired, but folks know that I'll get my second wind here in just a moment. Where to start? Just incredible speech on the Senate floor Friday by Senator Rand Paul. Here's the headline from Infowars.com with the video. 600 tons of weapons given to Syrian rebels last year made ISIS stronger. That's like saying that a bear crapped in the woods. We gave 600 tons of weapons to Syrian rebels in 2013 alone, Paul says. We gave. And that's what is upsetting the system, is that they want to just arm al-Qaeda, change the name to confuse us, and everybody just go along with it. But General Dempsey said that our allies are arming ISIS last week in hearings last Monday. And now Senator Rand Paul's talking about it. If this issue ever fully gets out there, the American people, it could bring down the entire system, which is good, because the system is designed to basically implode the economy, implode the country. And it's designed to create a controlled implosion through which they get full power. So we need to implode their implosion. We need to preempt that to save the republic. So we've got that stack of news coming up and a very powerful report. We were able to find the entire al-Qaeda cross swords hour-long jihadi video that I haven't seen posted anywhere else. Former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's fought these people repeatedly in two different countries, did a special report on that we're going to be airing. And that integrates in with Rand Paul's speech. It's a 45-minute speech. We're going to air the first 6 minutes or so of it coming up in the next segment. Extremely powerful, as I said. And I am going to air a lot of reports today because my voice is just gone. I may get a little bit better here in a moment. In fact, I'm not just plugging. I just remembered. Wait, Lung Cleanse helps me. I don't see my Lung Cleanse. My Lung Cleanse is over there on my counter. Somebody give me the Lung Cleanse before I forget. Thank you. Appreciate that. I guess I could just get up during the one-minute break and get it. Thank you. So that I can maybe come back and have my voice on the other side. Thank you so much, Nico. So we have that information coming up today. Rand Paul blisters Obama and Clinton, calls for GOP diversity. Really big report here. ISIS drives Texas-made Toyota trucks, apparently modified for U.S. Special Forces. Obama faces heat over prospect of expanded war. CIA's anti-Syria program finances Wahhabist head choppers. They've got a huge explosion that's happening in Ukraine. We're going to break that down and more. Tell folks how you got...
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide 4:06 and 20 seconds Central Standard Time on this Sunday, the 21st day of September 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we have our great crew, Nico and CJ and Wes and others in here doing a superlative job. I want to thank them and thank you all for your support and your prayers. I, again, am your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are just two of our big news websites. Thank you again for joining us and following us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Our Twitter followers are real. They came to me about 6 months ago and they said, we can buy a million Twitter followers for like $5,000. And I said, no, I don't want a million Twitter followers. I want real ones. And I'm not knocking my social media crew. It's just that's what people do. 90-something percent of the White House Twitter followers are fake. Most of Piers Morgan's are fake. I guess for his $3 million, he must have paid $15,000 or something. I mean, I don't know that, even though they've had news articles that have scanned the White House one and others and shown the vast majority, 9 out of 10 or more, are fake. No, I don't want fake Twitter followers. You know, Matt Drudge doesn't want them. He's got a $500,000 on one and $300,000 on another. I've got $300,000 on mine. I've got real Facebook people of about $3 million because I got into that early. I came to Twitter late. But no, I mean, I want real Twitter followers at Real Alex Jones. I don't want to send tweets out to fake stuff. It's kind of like people that play Second Life. And that's what they're into, and they want to own a Lamborghini, imaginary Lamborghini. They want to have the supermodel girlfriend that's imaginary. Well, I don't really want a Lamborghini or a supermodel girlfriend. What I want is liberty and freedom and to have a country and a world my children can grow up in. And the Common Core universe of 2 plus 2 equals 5 is the equivalent of a Second Life, fantasy land, Matrix presidency, and I ain't buying into it. That's what this comes down to. I want the real thing. Speaking of the real thing in Fantasyland, colliding, total BS colliding with the cold hard truth, Rand Paul came out Friday in a powerful 40-plus minute speech that's up on Infowars.com right now, and he said that 600 tons of weapons given to Syrian rebels last year made ISIS stronger. That's 2 plus 2 equals 4. And it's also in the news being reported that ISIS drives Texas-made Toyota trucks made for U.S. Special Forces. Yeah, they haven't seized weapons caches. They've been given these. Video, ISIS terrorists openly commute on subway in Istanbul, Turkey. Turkey's openly giving them artillery support to invade the country. They're allowed to just ride around with their weapons on the bus terminals, but no one else can. You can't have guns in Turkey unless you're Al-Qaeda. Then you're totally left alone. So we've got that. Meanwhile, Obama faces heat over prospect of expanded war. Oh, the left doesn't want him to attack Al-Qaeda. Well, don't worry. He's not. General Boykin, former head of Army Special Forces, said it's a fake operation last week in World Net Daily. They're blowing up a few trucks. They're not killing anybody. They're not fighting al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia runs it. Our government armed them. They've turned them loose all over the Middle East and Africa. That's what's happening. And because Rand Paul and InfoWars and others exposed it, and Ted Cruz and others, they're being forced now to act like they're fighting al-Qaeda. And then they can even let al-Qaeda attack us again, and then they'll just take more of our freedoms and grandstand. That's what we've decided to be, is a nation of pure lies and fraud. I love America, but let's admit what we've become. Let's admit what a joke this is. Now, let's go to about 6 minutes of the speech from the start with Senator Rand Paul breaking it down, pointing out the reality. How dumb do they think we are that they openly fund and run this group? And now even General Dempsey last week admitted this in Senate testimony of the Armed Services Committee, and Lindsey Graham got hopping mad because the facade is collapsing. The smokescreen is clearing. Here is Senator and hopefully President Rand Paul.
Madam President.
Senator from Kentucky.
If there is a theme that connects the dots in the Middle East, it is that chaos breeds terrorism. What much of the foreign policy elite fail to grasp, though, is that intervention to topple secular dictators has been the prime source of the chaos.
Oh, they know
from
that.
Hussein,
they did.
To Assad, to Gaddafi, it's the same history. Intervention topples the secular dictator. Chaos ensues, and radical jihadists emerge. The pattern has been repeated time and time again. And yet what we have here is a failure to understand, a failure to reflect on the outcome of our involvement in Arab civil war.
No, Wesley Clark admitted it's a secret plan.
They say nature abhors a vacuum.
It's on purpose.
Radical jihadists have again and again filled the chaotic vacuum of the Middle East. Secular dictators, despots who frankly do terrorize their own people, are replaced by radical jihadists who seek terror not only at home, but abroad. Intervention when both choices are bad is a mistake. Intervention when both sides are evil is a mistake. Intervention that destabilizes the Middle East is a mistake. And yet here we are again, wading into a civil war. I warned a year ago that involving us in serious civil war was a mistake. That the inescapable irony is that someday the arms we supply would be used against us or Israel. That day's now. ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix. Now, even those of us who have been reluctant to get involved in Middle Eastern wars feel now that American interests are threatened, that our consulate, that our embassy is threatened. And we feel that if ISIS is left to its own devices, that maybe they will fulfill what they have boasted, an attack on our homeland. So yes, we must now defend ourselves from these barbarous jihadists. But let's not compound the problem by arming feckless rebels in Syria who seem to be merely a pit stop for weapons that are really on their way to ISIS. Remember clearly that the president and his Republican allies have been clamoring for over a year for airstrikes against Assad. Assad was our enemy last year. This year, he's our friend. Had all those airstrikes, though, occurred last year in Syria, today ISIS might be in Damascus. Realize that the unintended consequences of involving ourselves in these complicated, thousand-year-long civil wars...
Saudi Arabia
wants the unintended consequences.
Damascus.
Had we bombed Assad last year, ISIS would be more of a threat this year.
That's the plan.
ISIS may well be in Damascus had we bombed Assad last year.
That's right.
Had the Hawks been successful last year, we would be facing a stronger ISIS, likely in charge of all Syria and most of Iraq.
They're not Hawks, they're traitors.
Intervention is not always the answer and often leads to unintended consequences. But some will argue, no, it's not intervention that led to this chaos. We didn't have enough intervention. They say if we had only given the rebels more arms, ISIS wouldn't be as strong now. The only problem is the facts argue otherwise.
95% is ISIS.
We did give arms and assistance to the rebels through secret CIA operations, through our allies, through our erstwhile allies. We gave 600 tons. Let me repeat that. We gave 600 tons of weapons to the Syrian rebels in 2013 alone. 600 tons of weapons, and they cry out and say, we haven't done enough. Perhaps we're giving them to people who don't want to fight. Perhaps the fighters from ISIS are taking the weapons that we give to the so-called moderate rebels.
I happen to know Rand Paul was briefed by the Pentagon. They said all the rebels are Al-Qaeda.
Arms to the Syrians.
He's just given a soft speech to the public, because the public can't handle it. But that's strong compared to those that are saying arm Al-Qaeda. So, powerful speech by Rand Paul. We're going to come back with key intel on what's really going on straight ahead. InfoWars. InfoWars.com. Check out the breaking news there right now.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.
$23.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season. Love runs high.
Man, that's smooth.
In the time.
Give it to me easy.
And let me.
All right, coming up, I'm going to finish up with this whole ISIS situation.
Take you in the time to.
And then we're going to get into Obama administration blocking information from the press, AP is saying. Also, it doesn't just happen here in the U.S., because this happened in the U.S. as well. In Australia, government snitch has sex with 60 prostitutes at taxpayer expense and gets paid to do it. And they use the info to blackmail city council members. Oh, my goodness. That's out of the Sydney Morning Herald. So some of that's coming up. Really serious issue. Military plant in East Ukraine devastated by massive explosion. Kiev, that's the capital of Ukraine, accuses Russia of using tactical nuclear weapon. See the photos and videos. It is a huge mushroom cloud on Infowars.com in this Zero Hedge story. But I don't think it's a nuke. I mean, when the West Texas fertilizer plant blew up, it looked like a nuke went off. It didn't mean the Russians nuked us. No, they saw the Russians fire, or Russian separatists, three missiles into it. And then it was a weapons plant full of explosives, so it blew up. That's coming up on that front. Joe Biggs, who's former staff sergeant in the Army, highly decorated. He works here as a reporter. He filed this report on the new ISIS video, Flames of War, that they put out to recruit. And jihadis are just flooding there now with the tens of thousands per month. There's an estimated 200,000 jihadis there. They think 50,000 of them or so are ISIS. But, I mean, it's all just to confuse the public. They're Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia. Well, Joe Biggs put together this report for InfoWars Nightly News on Friday night. And I thought we'd play it here for the radio audience dealing with this group. And he gives us his inside analysis from actually fighting al-Qaeda groups. Wahhabist, Haqqani networks in Iraq and in Afghanistan. So let's go ahead and go to Joe Biggs' report.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now, today, the ISIS group, IS, Islamic State, al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call these guys, government fund, terrorists, whatever, have come out with the full-length version of the Flames of War. Now, just the other day, we gave you a small preview of the trailer that was released. Well, today, they released a 55-minute version of this propaganda tool used to help recruit young, impressionable Muslim minds all around the world to come help and join in this jihad, this caliphate across the world, where they are threatening to behead, kill, and murder thousands of people as they try to transform the globe into a caliphate. And it's also another propaganda tool to get these young soldiers, Marines, airmen, and sailors, to get their hearts back into the fight, to want to actually deploy, go to Iraq, go to Syria, go to wherever, Africa, and take these guys on. So this is a very, very big propaganda tool on both sides of the spectrum. You know, just a couple of days ago, John McCain came out and was furious at Rand Paul because he said, you don't know ISIS, you don't know these guys, you don't go to Syria and hang out with them. I mean, come on, it's right here in your face. These guys made a full-length movie. We'll have the link to it at the end of the video, but this is just going to be the intro to it. And there's a couple interesting parts. They show the famous parts we all know about when Bush comes out on that destroyer and says, mission accomplished. You know, we won our battle in Iraq, basically. And then Obama comes out and says, hey, you know, we're done with Iraq. We've won. We're pulling our troops out. We're finished. And then each time they stamp over, they go, lie, lie. So this is a huge tool to get these young guys amped up, get the soldiers on our side amped up to go into war, because that's how we make money. We get these contractors to come in, and we start making millions of dollars still in oil. The more we're in the fight, the more money we make.
Trillions of dollars. Small correction. Stealing trillions from war. Countdown to terror. Levels to blame.
In the face of the dark wave of the Crusader Force, the historical Land of Two Rivers bore life to a mission that would transform the political landscape of the world.
Al-Qaeda, much as stuff.
A mission that would herald a return to the Khilafah.
They attacked
and revived the creed.
Show the West to go in and take out Iraq.
It was the establishment of the Islamic State, nourished by the blood of the truthful Mujahideen. To unite the
Ummah
on one call, one banner, one leader.
Hitler said that, one land, one people. Wow, this is sick.
Thus, the war between Iman and Kufr was ignited.
I want to slap this narrator in the head. I'm really... These people
are with us or against us. Bush.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They thought they had won.
They thought they won.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
They lied. The flames were only beginning to intensify.
Yeah, when the CIA gave you all the weapons?
Obama then claimed it was over.
Iraq's future will be in the hands...
This is so Saudi Arabia can take over the whole area, and in return they'll attack us, so they can take our liberties here, but Saudi Arabia will be left alone.
By the grace of Allah, the Islamic State expanded into the land of Sham.
By the grace of NATO giving you 600 tons of weapons. Not by the grace of Allah, but by the grace of the great Satan that you are.
We love great Satan. We work for him. Oh, he's so fun. He's so good. We love you. You are on our
ravenous
place. We destroy America and the Middle East.
Hunger for the fuel of
don't let kids go to school.
The flames in Iraq, meanwhile, continued their crawl, growing stronger, leaving the Americans in bewilderment.
Al-Qaeda driving American vehicles they gave us
to fight the Islamic State.
Islamic State is total CIA, man.
The White House was deceitful, as Obama was forced to respond to the rapid rise of the Islamic State.
You scum.
Stop. The advance
Saudi Arabia and all of you are going down.
Military to take targets.
Your little punk Obama.
Terrorist convoy. Should they move toward the city? And so even as we support,
it's only Iraqis because Americans are ignorant they can pull this type of stuff off. Our government
American
openly runs these dirtbags.
Will not be returning
to chop off every Christian head they can. MSNBC, please.
In reality, the fighting had just
begun. وإننا منصورون إن شاء الله سواء أخرجتم أم لم تخرجوا فإن انتصارنا باستمرارنا ولئن خرجتم لتعودن عما قريب ولئن عجزتم عن العودة فلنأتينكم بسحر الدفاع.
We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN.
UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure.
GCN.
Thanks for joining us, my friends. We're now 30 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. The entire second hour is going to be jam-packed with very important world news and information. But I wanted to go over a few of the reports that our InfoWars Nightly News team have been filing, from everything with NFL brainwashing to no-knock warrants getting police officers killed. It's all coming up.
Urban Outfitters has been forced to apologize for what some are calling an exploration in tastelessness. The retailer attempted to sell a vintage Kent State University sweater, complete with tattered edges and red blood-like stains, offering a loose, slouchy fit for those who wish to trivialize the loss of life. In 1970, students across the U.S. were protesting Nixon's widening of the Vietnam War into Cambodia. Nixon sent the National Guard to restore order to the Kent State campus. On May 4, 1970, four people were killed and nine wounded when the National Guard opened fire on student protesters, firing 67 rounds over a period of 13 seconds. Witnesses couldn't believe that the guardsmen weren't shooting blanks. Now, many guardsmen later testified that they were in fear for their lives, which was questioned because of the distance between them and the students that were killed or wounded. And Time magazine later concluded that triggers weren't pulled accidentally at Kent State. Now, store officials insist that they never intended to allude to the tragic events of the Kent State massacre, and they promptly removed it from their website to avoid further upset. Urban Outfitters' offensive deal serves as a reminder that protesters are still enemy number one to the state. When protesters took to the streets of Ferguson, Missouri last month to protest the shooting of unarmed teen Michael Brown by a police officer, Ferguson PD rolled out the big guns. Literally. While protesters held signs and chanted, "Hands up, don't shoot," the PD moved in with MRAPs and fired upon protesters and reporters alike with a barrage of tear gas, rubber bullets, wooden bullets, flashbang grenades, and sound cannons, all in an effort to stifle the First Amendment rights of those who were fed up with an abuse of authority. Tear gas, which is barred from use during war, but apparently it's completely perfect to use on demonstrators here in America. When police fired tear gas on protesters in Oakland, California during the Occupy Wall Street protests, peaceful protester and two-time Iraq War veteran Scott Olson sustained a skull fracture from a police projectile. And after this cop was filmed discharging pepper spray at a line of seated demonstrators at UC Davis, former officer John Pike won more than $38,000 in a workers' comp case against the school, claiming he suffered anxiety and depression after video outrage. The FBI even planned to assassinate the leaders of the Occupy movement via suppressed sniper rifles. This was according to an FBI document obtained by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund via FOIA request. Now, although the document is redacted, it clearly shows that the FBI planned to gather intelligence against the leaders of the protest groups, then formulate a plan to kill the leadership via suppressed sniper rifles. Now, news of an FBI plot to murder political activists doesn't come as a surprise to those who are familiar with COINTELPRO. The FBI's COINTELPRO program of the 1960s and 70s aimed to frighten dissidents and disrupt their movements, enabling the FBI and police to eliminate the leaders of mass movements without undermining the image of the United States as a democracy. Now, according to the official narrative, COINTELPRO was terminated in 1971, but that is clearly not the case. For years, the government has been using anti-terror laws to crush dissent. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden wrote about the NSA's spying programs, saying, "These programs were never about terrorism. They're about economic spying, social control, and diplomatic manipulation. They're about power." Attorney General Eric Holder announced Monday another spying program that he claims is aimed at fostering community and local outreach efforts to combat the message of extremist groups such as ISIS. But we know this isn't about ISIS. Exclusive photographs provided to InfoWars earlier this month from a local business owner show an FBI PowerPoint presentation placing homegrown groups at the top of the agency's terror watch list.
NSKSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
By conflating political dissidents with terrorism, local, state, and federal law enforcement can pursue activists simply for challenging government policy. And as history shows, the establishment has no problem using violence to subdue opposition.
Imagine this scenario. It's about 5:30 in the morning and you hear the rustling of a window. Maybe you pick up a firearm and you walk to your dark house to investigate. You turn the corner and what do you find? multiple armed men climbing in through said window. You opened fire on the men, hitting three, killing one. And then you find out that despite these criminal tactics, these are in fact police officers, and now you, the homeowner, are facing a murder charge. Such is the case of Marvin Guy of Texas. Police entered the home looking for drugs. They did find drug paraphernalia, but not the drugs that they were looking for. What about the case of Ryan Frederick of Virginia? A police informant had burglarized his home and then when told law enforcement that he had witnessed a growing operation of marijuana. The police raided the home, but Frederick, logically thinking that the burglar had returned, opened fire on a man he saw kicking in his front door. It happened to be a police officer, and now Frederick is facing 10 years in prison for voluntary manslaughter. The police did recover some marijuana, but it turns out that Frederick isn't exactly the Rick Ross or Scarface of Mary Jane. But common sense does sometimes prevail, such as in the case of Henry Goldrich of Texas. Texas sheriffs busted into his house with a no-knock raid at the end of 2013, but Goldrich, thinking that logically a burglar was coming into his home, opened fire on the sheriffs, killing one of them. The murder charge was eventually dropped, but Goldrich still had to contend with drug and weapons allegations. The shock and awe tactic of the no-knock raid is self-defeating in my personal opinion. Why can't we go back to the old days where an officer would come knock on the door at a decent hour, maybe another officer out back in case the suspect took off, instead of riding around in these black war wagons giving the police a false sense of security? They find out the hard way that all it takes is a few well-placed shots to evade all that body armor. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Apple has announced that they will no longer unlock most phones or iPads for police, even with a search warrant. Rather than comply with binding court orders, Apple has reworked its latest encryption in a way that prevents the company or anyone but the device's owner from gaining access to user data that's typically stored on phones or tablets. With this latest upgrade, Apple will no longer be able to bypass your passcode, making it technically impossible for them to respond to government warrants. But not so fast. This all amounts to little more than Apple realizing that they're losing money by alienating customers who think that they've been all too willing to hand over their private data to the government. With the iOS 8, Apple absolves itself of any outright spying compliance by appearing to offer more rigorous security. If you're a person who's concerned about privacy, you'll buy their product and not the competitors, right? Your user data can still be accessed. Most people already back up their phones to iCloud. Apple will still have the ability and the legal responsibility to turn over user data that's stored elsewhere, such as in its iCloud service. Users who want to prevent all forms of police access to their information will have to adjust settings in a way that blocks data from flowing to iCloud. But even that is not enough to stop the feds from accessing your private data. Rogue cell phone towers that have been popping up all over the country are already being used to clandestinely access your mobile devices. Meanwhile, as the media is focusing all of its attention on the fact that malicious hackers have stolen nude photos from celebrities, the fact that police are using this very same software is completely overlooked. Now, Apple's latest move to convince buyers that it's not actively participating in the surveillance panopticon by offering stronger encryption is little more than deception. It's just going to keep those slaves lining up to...
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
It's the Alex Jones Show. You're listening to Alex Jones. Here are some reports followed by our reporters, Jakari Jackson and John Bell.
The Washington Times reports the Air Force has dumped "So Help Me God" from its oath as a result of an unidentified atheist airman defending his right of freedom of religion. I can only agree with the unknown airman's stance for his own beliefs. However, the death of morality appears to be gaining a transformative foothold on the minds and spirit of a country founded by men who espoused warnings about straying too far into the dark woods filled with power-mad and unethical leaders. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. John Adams. Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. Samuel Adams. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Benjamin Franklin. Without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all Republican governments. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Our marriage rate has descended to lows not seen since the Roaring Twenties. Our children are bombarded with perversion, not just on television, but in their schools. Two sides of the same Bible that unknown airman renounces are set to clash in Oklahoma, as Satanists have sold out the Oklahoma City Civic Center for their blasphemous mockery of the Catholic Mass. As harmless as that may seem, Ritualistic pedophilia has seeped into the highest levels of government for decades.
The Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a callboy ring. The paper reports that two of the male prostitutes were given a late-night tour of the White House last year.
Take a look at this, for instance. The National Security Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, and the very secretive Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Others also worked on actual military installations, including Edwards Air Force Base in California and also the California-based Naval Air Warfare Center.
Whether it's the Presidio daycare scandal...
This is the Temple of Set. The temple is the only international satanic religious institution fully recognized by the United States government.
Indeed, the Army does officially recognize Satanism as a legitimate religion. Here, charges surface connecting ritual child abuse at the Presidio Daycare Center to the devil cult.
It was here, parents and others alleged, that as many as 60 young children were ritualistically abused by soldiers of Satan.
What actually was done to the kids?
Oral copulation, sodomy, defecation, they were urinated on.
The continuing DynCorp operations.
Here's how they explained it. The DynCorp workers had, quote, hired a teenage boy to perform a tribal dance at a company farewell party. No, that's not what happened. They hired a boy to do the tribal practice of having sex with him.
The most abnormal and unethical people are running the whole show. So to that unknown airman out there in Nevada and what remains of American ethics for your children and your future, from Christian author C.S. Lewis, we regard God as an airman regards his parachute. It's there for emergencies, but he hopes he'll never have to use it. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
One of the top stories concerning our nation, besides the potential funding of ISIS and a potential Ebola outbreak, is the scandals involving the NFL. And no, this is not sports. And we talk about this to talk about the serious issues of child abuse, of domestic violence, because as you recall, previously, the NFL had the scandal involving Jovan Belcher and the murder-suicide of himself and his girlfriend. Bring you up to date with the most recent things, the most recent allegations concerning one Adrian Peterson involving child abuse. And, you know, when we talk about these topics, it's that when you have entertainers, especially sports stars, when it relates to the men, you know, because these NFL players, these NBA players, they're hyped up as, you know, this is the ultimate man. You know, you got this guy, he's in great shape, he has all these physical attributes, and he's put out there as to be, you know, the pinnacle of what you want to be, you know, kind of like a superhero, right? So this is what you should achieve to be. But the issue is when these guys get in trouble, it's the ultimate fall from grace. You know, they try to see how low they can take these guys. And some of these guys definitely need to be taken down if they're doing some of these actions that they're accused of. But the point I'm trying to make is that when you have organizations like the NFL, a guy kills his girlfriend in a murder-suicide, now we have to ban the guns. You know, it's the gun culture, they come out and say with their commentator. It's the gun culture that attributes to these type of actions. Well, I'll tell you, I've reported on many gun stories here in the state of Texas, around the country, but personally here in the state of Texas. And I've seen people very immersed in the gun culture. And these aren't violent people. These are people who can walk peacefully down the street, assembled with their long arms, walk down the street, educating people, handing out literature, and it's all well and good. No violence has taken place. So when they say the NFL that it's the gun culture, I disagree with that. And now we're talking about more of physical domestic violence. We saw Ray Rice punch his girlfriend, knock her out, and also, you know, the allegations with Adrian Peterson saying that he spanked his child so hard that he basically sent them to the hospital. And I'm not one of those one-size-fits-all kind of guys, you know, because even in my more recent days here at InfoWars, I'm trying to be careful to say, you know, it's not police at large, it's this individual in the police department or this individual in the sheriff's department or this FBI agent or this ATF agent, and not try to say that everybody's collectively guilty who's in those organizations. And it's the same thing with the NFL. A lot of these guys, you know, they're good-hearted guys who just grew up to play the game they love as a child. There are a lot of good-hearted people. You know, even a guy from my hometown who I went to school with, you know, he comes back to town during the summers and he teaches a free camp for the kids, and it's great. So you have a lot of good guys in the league, but you have some of these bad apples. And so I say all that to say this, that when you have the bad apples come out and do the gun violence, and now everybody's collectively guilty who's in the gun culture, is every man going to be responsible for the actions of these guys, do these bad things to their wives, their girlfriends, and so on and so forth? So let's get straight into these articles. Now, Peterson's attorney responds to new allegations he injured another son. of course, referring to Adrian Peterson. Some photos emerged of what alleged to be Peterson's son. He has these big welts and scars on his legs, had to be taken to a hospital. And personally, you know, I don't have a problem with spanking kids. I don't recommend that you send them to the hospital. That does cross the line to child abuse. I was spanked, talking to the guys in the back. They were spanked. You know, they tried to make it a Southern thing. It's not a Southern thing. It's in the Bible. Spare the rod and spoil the child. That doesn't mean beat the child until they're put into the hospital. But you give them a little pat on the butt. Hey, don't do that again. And the people I know, or, you know, the parents I know who don't spank their kids, and like, yo, Johnny, I'm going to count to 10, 9, 9.5, 9.75. And then they go on this whole deal trying to get to 10. And it's a joke. And the kids are running wild. So I encourage people, well, personally, I would spank kids if I had kids, but I would not put them in the hospital. Another article about Peterson. Adrian Peterson case brings scrutiny to child spanking. And we'll go on here. SportsCenter host on Ray Rice, we need to reprogram the way we raise men. Reprogram. Well, let's see. This is ESPN writer Kate Fagan said the NFL should spend millions on programs to encourage boys to be raised in a less hyper-masculine environment. I don't think masculinity and violence are one and the same. You know, you can have a good, strong, he's not a role model, but you think about some guy like, you know, the Dos Equis man, right? And like I said, I'm not encouraging anybody to drink. I'm not saying that's the pinnacle of manliness. But, you know, he's just, you know, an adventurous guy, this fictional character. You know, and that's kind of, you know, what I'd like to be. I'd like to be an adventurer or a conqueror, you know, out on some expedition. To me, that's what's manly, not physical violence. You know, if you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself. And I'm definitely not saying that the cases we're talking about here are self-defense cases. But, you know, just being an adventurer, doing something useful with your time, building a media operation like Alex Jones did. You know, that's manly and masculine as far as I'm concerned, not saying that people need to be abusing their children. Spanking isn't parenting, it's child abuse. Now, once again, as I said earlier, if you spank your child to the point where you have to put them in the hospital, yes, that is child abuse, but a little pat on the butt, I don't see anything wrong with that. But, you know, people don't like that. They want you to have these little hellion children running around and doing all these horrific things. We'll move faster now. The cultural, regional, and generational roots of spanking. A lot of people have their two cents on this. Why you should never spank your kids. And also we have Miss Condoleezza Rice. People are saying that she should take over the NFL. She's an avid NFL watcher. And now people are saying that this person who was involved in the Bush administration, also some yellow cake shenanigans going on the Bush administration, not saying she was personally responsible for those, but some very questionable actions coming out of that administration. I really wouldn't want any of those guys, whether it's Bush, Cheney, Rice, or anybody else, to be involved in the NFL. And finally, we'll end on this because, you know, everybody talks about we need better role models in the NFL. And I see this and I'm like, well, what's wrong with this guy? We see RG3, that's a quarterback for the Redskins, and he's told by the NFL not to wear his Jesus t-shirt. So you have a guy who's trying to be a positive role model in a organization that desperately needs one. He shows up saying, hey, you know, I'm a man of faith. I want to just wear a very, you know, just, it's a plain t-shirt. It just says no Jesus, no peace. And the NFL says, no, you can't have that because, you know, we'd rather have these other guys out here doing all these wild things and have a respectable guy walk around in a t-shirt that says Jesus. You have the NFL, the No Faith League, apparently. So that's it. That's my two cents on that. Like I said, not everybody in the NFL is collectively guilty for this stuff. But if you have good role models, let them be good role models. And hopefully they won't try to come into your household and tell you how to raise your children, because it goes from disciplining the locker room to trying to propagandize the entire stands. Well, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. But stay tuned. We'll have a special report from Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs coming up right after this break.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.